So Kayla returned from maternity leave and found that she didn't have a lactation room. She'd been given this space, which was a corner of a lunchroom in this old building, a King County Health building. Here's Kayla describing her space.
About a foot over from a vent, an AC vent that blows frigid air, and they put up a little cubicle divider and then a shoji screen. So it's kind of like a folding screen that has, you know, cracks in between because it's folding, and a very old chair, probably from the clinic waiting room. And that was the pumping station.
You found that there was a particular irony, I guess, to Kayla having to pump in a space like this. What was it?
So Kayla's job is to meet with new moms. Most of them are low income. And she helps them establish breastfeeding and become super moms, basically. But one of the biggest things she does is help them advocate at their jobs for their own lactation rooms. And so the irony, of course, is that here she is teaching women how to ask for a space when she herself is not being given a space. And I should add, Jeannie, Kayla didn't really want to talk about her situation. She loves her job. She likes her bosses and her supervisors and all that. But because she feels that these women she works with have such a difficult time, right? She felt that she's the one who should stand up. So it's not just for her. She's really doing it because she wants to set an example of like, okay, I'm a white, privileged, educated woman who can come forward and who won't be disciplined for doing so.
So what happened? How did her workplace respond?
She actually went to her work and told them, I'm going to share this story. And they said to her, they kind of pushed back. They said, oh, but a supervisor offered you her office, which is not abiding by the law. I'm sorry, you have to give a lactation room to a woman, an hourly employee. And Kayla is an hourly employee. She's not exempt. And when they talked to me about it, they said, well, it's just space is so tight there. And that's something you're going to hear from a lot of bosses. They just say space is so tight. We can't find a good room to turn into a lactation room. What really kind of struck me is when I spoke with this lawyer at HKM Employers, and he said, look, there are a lot of laws that are inconvenient to employers, including you need to provide a bathroom for your employees. One of those laws is you need to provide a lactation room for your new moms. You don't get to pick and choose what laws. You don't get to say, you know what, that minimum wage law, it's inconvenient because we just don't have enough money, so sorry. So like, sorry, we don't have enough space is not an excuse.
Isolde, you talked with more employers than just King County as part of this story. What did you hear from them? Were all employers hands off about this? We don't have enough space. Well, it's this whole other thing. We've got a bunch of reasons why we can't do this.
Last year, I heard from various hospital employers who were quite embarrassed at being featured. And these moms would have to walk, say, 20 minutes, 15 minutes to get to a lactation room. And often these lactation rooms were booked up, maybe booked up by employees, maybe booked up by patients. And so these moms would find shower stalls and have to pump in the shower stalls. You're going to see that a lot at hospitals. And so I actually heard from public relations people who are really defensive of that and kind of blaming the moms. And that really surprised me, just how many people have called me and kind of blame the moms for not figuring stuff out. But there has been a lot of good news that's come out of this. Women who have told me since the lactation room story came out that their employer saw their condition and changed it that day. Made it happen right away. I know Harborview made it happen for one of their employees, made sure that she had a real room for herself.
Well, as you've pointed out a couple of times now, Isolde, you've reported this story twice now. What surprised you the most about this story?
What really amazed me was how poorly women are treated. I received so many photographs from women who are in bathrooms, who have followed up with HR only to be told, sorry, there's nothing for you. I have also, this time around, because my mommy networks are much deeper than that first time, I reached a lot more working class mothers. And I was really surprised and awed by women who will go into a poopy bathroom, old feces stuck to the toilet, and scrub it off, but they create a little clean space, maybe in the back of a dirty kitchen, and pump there. And So I've been amazed by how poorly women are treated, but then also how resilient women are, that they push forward because they want to feed their babies. Kayla ultimately now pumps at her desk in front of coworkers. So she is topless in front of coworkers.
For me, the most important thing was feeding my child breast milk. And so I just kind of, being a nurse, left all modesty to the side and did what I needed to do to feed my baby.
I don't know if I would do that, but she does it. So I'm hoping that these stories, I don't want to say shame, but maybe highlight to employers how they're treating their women and make them think twice. We have these very vulnerable women coming back. They're leaving their babies behind. They're coming back to work, often really early, like their babies are 3 months old, 4 months old, and it's hard on them. And they're coming back, and the first thing they see is this, like, a hovel of a closet or a corner, a frigid corner of a lunchroom, and then told, there's nothing for you. That's really discouraging.